Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. Happy Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to another real estate strategy segment, week six of the Corona economy. I'm coming at you live from beautiful Fort Worth here via the great WBAP. I hope each of you are safe and sound and keeping yourself entertained and your mind sharp. Well, today I've got a great show for you, friends. Corona, no corona, essentially our business must continue. And I've got another one of our team shows dialed up. I've got a guest on today's show, and I want you to stay with us for the entire hour. And if you can't, I invite you to pick our show up on the podcast, because what we're going to talk about today essentially is all about property tax and tax protesting. But I want to go back to that team that I mentioned. You see, it's very important as a real estate investor to build a team, to be successful, essentially to be more effective and shorten that timeline to success, especially if you're new to real estate investing. So, so important. Do not try to do this on your own. Surround yourself with the right team. That's what I did. That's what helped make me successful. And Lifestyles Unlimited, we've been doing this for over 30 years in all 50 states, and we have over 40,000 members. And so on your team, you've got various people. For instance, I've got general contractors. I've got my mentors. I've got lenders, hard lenders, soft lenders. I've got CPAs, obviously, tax professionals. Some of you may have several wholesalers on your team. I have many realtors on my team. And yes, property tax consultants. It's that time of year. COVID or no COVID, we can't just bury our heads in the sand and not continue taking care of our business. So without further delay, I've got on today's show, I've got Glenn Goodrich of Goodrich Realty Consulting, and we're going to talk about all things property tax. How you doing today, Glenn?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, Mike, and I look forward to our conversation.
Absolutely. Welcome to the show. Glenn, why don't we just start out? Tell us a little bit about yourself and then enroll into Goodrich Realty Consulting, what you guys do.
Sure. Well, it's a family business, first of all. So I work it with my father started, actually my mother started the company in the 90s. They were both teachers, my mother and father, and it was originally just an appraisal company. So we're very familiar with real estate valuation, and over the years, my mom has moved on into sales. She's a realtor with Keller Williams and McKinney, and my father now runs the business, and we've expanded our services from appraisal into property tax. We're a brokerage, just about anything dealing with real estate, you name it, and we do it, but we specialize in valuation. And a few years ago, my contribution to the company was to kind of bring it up into the modern, modern times using technology. And so I invented a tool called propertytax.io. It's actually a web domain. So if you go to www.propertytax.io, our website will pop up. And that specializes in helping homeowners produce evidence to dispute the value of their property.
Nice.
And that's currently what I do full time.
So that's the whole, I guess, in a nutshell, so to speak, on protesting property taxes is you've got to have some proof. You've got to have something to discuss regarding those valuations. So this website, tell us a little bit more about PropertyTax.io, Glenn.
Sure. And yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. Our perspective has always been, how do you maintain credibility with real estate valuation? Back in the 90s, I think, and I'm kind of speaking from hearing from mentors that have talked about it, the property tax industry has evolved a lot into really a systems-based kind of fairness system. And with that comes, well, we're not just going to lower your value because you filed an appeal and, you know, you just want something reduced. And so they say, right, you have to give us proof for that. And with single family residential, that usually comes in the form of a couple of different ways. One is I'm disputing the condition of my property. So the appraisal district actually does have data points that they track that describe the condition of your property. And so you can present evidence to say, well, you think my condition is a lot better than it really is. Here's some photos and some estimates, and that's one way to lower the value. Really what we specialize in is recent sales analysis. And so using recent sales in the area that are similar to your property and how do they adjust to your property, and submitting that and saying, well, you've got me assessed too high based on recent sales. That's really the most popular way that we see, and that's really what we specialize in at Property Tax IO.
Gotcha. Okay, excellent. So, we've got a little bit of time left. Tell me what's going on with property tax valuations right now with the counties and COVID and all that stuff. And we may have to carry this over to the other side, Glenn, but
sure.
What changes have been made recently as a result of COVID and how we're working around this?
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to have to carry. That's probably going to be a major theme of the whole show because there's really a lot to unpack with that question. But in general, kind of a launch off point is that everything is delayed this year. We don't even really know what's going on with notice values yet, but we do expect values to increase because you're valuing the property as of January 1st of this year. And so we really didn't start to see the impacts of COVID until March of this year.
Yeah.
And so we do expect values to jump up, and there's a lot of other things that are going to be impacted by COVID that we can discuss later on. But, you know, I know that we're coming up on a break, but maybe just a good launching point off is that this is going to be a really important year because we do expect values to increase, and a lot of that's going to hit us with the tax bills in the fall when we might be in full-blown recession.
All right. They're pushing us out. Glenn, okay,
sure.
We'll pick this up on the other side. We're going to continue discussing all things property tax with Glenn Goodrich of Goodrich Realty Consulting. We'll be right back after this short break.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. I have as our guest on today's show, Glenn Goodrich of Goodrich Realty Consulting. And we're talking about a subject that a lot of people don't like, and that's property tax here in Dallas-Fort Worth, the greater Metroplex. And it's that time of year, again, when tax evaluations are being set, property tax evaluations. I just want to say that I protest every property I own every year that I've owned that property, over and over and over. And the reason I protest property taxes is a lot of times these taxes, they just go up and up and up and up, and really, they don't have the real picture of these properties. And by keeping the property taxes as low as possible, it keeps my returns as high as possible, right? The less we pay out of pocket, the more we keep in pocket. So I want to throw the phone number out if there's any listeners out there that have any questions about property taxes. And there's been several, I'll just say, adjustments, and Glenn's going to go back into those here in just a moment because of COVID-19. But our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335. Feel free to call the studio, or you can always shoot me an email at askmike@luinc.com. So, Glenn, before we got kicked out prior to the break in the last segment, we were talking how COVID has essentially changed how property taxes are being valued. Can you go back into that a little bit?
Well, I think it's more the perception of how it would impact value. So, you know, we're living in a current market that is not very healthy for residential real estate, or really, I mean, apartments as well. We're worried about all kinds of real estate. But what we have to keep in mind that by law, the appraisal districts have to value the property as of January 1st. And why I'm emphasizing that so much is the biggest mistake I see that people make is trying to present evidence that's really not relevant to the value as of January 1st. So, for instance, just as another example that's not related to COVID, but if I had a hailstorm that hit my property in March,
right,
and I bring it in and say I had roof damage done in March, the appraisal district will say, well, we're trying to value the properties of January 1st, and so the hailstorm in March didn't impact the value. Well, the same thing is true with COVID, that if you're trying to gather evidence, like, for instance, that listing down the street that's just been sitting on the market that hasn't sold yet, and you're just saying that's proof that the value is too high, they're going to say, well, we're trying to value the properties of January 1st. So I'm trying to help people understand the time frame that you're trying to dispute the value in, so that you don't make mistakes when you file the appeal and then they just shut the door on you and say, nope, it's January 1st, that you go in there prepared for that value as of January 1st.
Yeah, that's a huge point that a lot of people don't understand, because they'll start working, gathering evidence to protest their property tax in February and March, a little bit in April, and they may pick that house that's sitting in their neighborhood that just recently sold, maybe for a reduction in price in February or March, and they're not even going to look at that. It's got to be essentially pre-January 1. And again, we're going to get hit. We're going to get hit with an increase, just like you said, because as of January 1, economy's strong, things are rolling along. We had no idea what was right around the corner with this COVID. So expect an increase. Now, there's not going to be any freezing or rolling that you know of, Glenn?
Well, that's been hugely debated this year, and I think it's kind of losing steam. Where you see it happening is in some smaller counties. When I say smaller counties, I mean overall county having less than 500,000 in it. So Ellis County was talking about it, and you see some counties on the border that are talking about it. But Harris County has already come out with their values. They released values, I think, April 1st. And countywide, their median increase was for residential properties was up 4%. And you see things like the Dallas chief appraiser, Ken Noland, and other chief appraisers in the area, Collin County, Tarrant County, they're all emphasizing on their websites that we're valuing the property as of January 1st. So I think that's kind of a wink to everybody, hey, get ready for value increases, because we have a job to do valuing the properties of January 1st, and we're not going to really roll values. So I think there's a high likelihood, especially in our area in DFW, and we already know in Harris County, that values are going to go up.
Right. Right. You know, the counties and the cities, they want their money. They want everything they can get. Everyone else is having to tighten the belt and cut back. But this property tax is a big deal. That's their funding, and they like to raise that every year. It'll be interesting to see what happens next year. What's happened to the actual process itself? Obviously, from what I understand, you can't go in person, right? So how are they accomplishing these hearings?
Right, and that's really going to vary depending on the county that you're in. But in general, yes, there's going to be no in-person processes, and there's really two parts to that. There's informally, and then there's the formal appraisal review board hearing. Informally, I think how a lot of them are going to handle it is they're already putting it on their website, we want you to use our online appeal system. And so if you file an appeal or a protest, I use those words interchangeably.
Right.
I suggest that you use the online protest system that the appraisal district offers, because you can do that from the comfort of your home. You can upload your evidence at that time, and they'll get that in on their system, and that lets them work the case remotely with you, where they can make you an offer through email, and you can accept it or not. Now, if you don't accept it, then you're going to go into what is called the appraisal review board hearing. And that part is still a big unknown on how they're going to handle it. The appraisal districts, it's obviously going to be done remotely. It's been floated that you could do like a teleconference for it, things like that. There's all kinds of nuances and legalities that go with appraisal review board hearings that I think they're trying to hammer out. And so that's going to be an ongoing answer that we're going to, as we learn more, we'll be able to answer that better. But what we know now is informal, file the online appeal. That's probably your best route to go.
Right. Well, it sounds like a lot of red tape to me. And quite honestly, I would rather let a pro like yourself handle it than have to reinvent the wheel myself, right? As real estate investors, we don't recommend picking up a hammer ourselves. We hire professionals such as yourself. We've got a few seconds before they push us out. How can Goodrich Realty streamline this process for an individual? Because obviously there's a lot of moving parts here, and it's going to be hard for somebody to kind of keep up exactly with what needs to be done and how it's done. Walk us through, if someone reached out to you, what you could do for them, Glenn.
Yeah, so we handle the whole process for you from start to finish. All you need to do is sign documents digitally, and so there's no printing and scanning or anything like that.
They're pushing us out on the back side. We'll be right back in a moment with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Mike Harrison. We are talking all things property tax here in Dallas-Fort Worth and the Great Metroplex. Be right back in a moment. Thank you.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. I have as our guest today, Glenn Goodrich of Goodrich Realty Consulting. And Glenn, before I get too far into the segment, why don't you throw out for the listener how somebody can get a hold of you if they've got some property tax questions or need your services?
So the best way is to go to our website, www.propertytax.io, and we have an awesome live chat feature. I'm one of the people that mans the live chat. So you'll actually get to live chat with us there, or you have the option to just leave us an email from there. So if you want, you can also email us at support@propertytax.io. Those are the two best ways. I encourage, though, going to the website and trying the live chat.
Gotcha. So propertytaxio.com. Now, Glenn, you do more than just Dallas and Tarrant County. I believe you guys also do Harris County. And where else do you consult?
Yeah, we do Collin, Dallas, Denton, Tarrant, and Harris County.
Okay, so basically Houston and Dallas, Fort Worth Metroplex.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, That being said, if you are listening and you've got a question and you'd like to call in, our number is 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335, or feel free to email me at askmike@luinc.com. So, Glenn, when we left off, we were talking about changes and how the tax protest procedure this year is going to be different, obviously, than any other year in the past. Let's talk about deadlines, because those have changed. What are the changes?
Right. So normally you could say in general May 15th is going to be the deadline to file an appeal, but everyone, all the appraisal districts, or a lot of them, are going to be delayed this year. So I know in Dallas isn't even going to send notices out until May 15th. So their deadline is going to be July 15th. In general, so the law actually states that your deadline to file an appeal is 30 days after the notice of appraisal is sent to you. So we get that in the mail from the appraisal district. Here's your notice of value. You have 30 days from the date that they sent that to file the appeal. So it's going to be all over the board this year. We actually have a good Help Center article on that. If you go to help.propertytax.io and you just search for deadline to file protest, that Help Center article will come up, and it'll have it broken down for each county what the deadline is to file an appeal. But it's not going to be May 15th this year like it would be a normal for most people, for most counties.
Gotcha. Okay, so yeah, everything's a moving target, it seems, and who knows, there's obviously still time that they make changes. They may change that again going forward. So this property tax IO software that you developed, I understand there's two parts to it. If someone wants it, it helps someone if they're protesting their taxes themselves, or they can utilize your services. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. And I don't really want to categorize the one option as do it yourself, because you're really not doing it yourself. We're right there along with you, helping you. So it's more of like I call it like a hybrid. Like you're partly doing part of it, but then you've also got access to us as experts to help you strategize and bounce things off of, like, hey, the appraisal district came back with this number. What do you think about that? So you're not on your own. It's kind of like in lifestyles where you've got a coach or a mentor there with you to help you guide through the appeal process. That's our hybrid one. And then the other option is where you can just hire us outright to handle everything for you, where you're outsourcing the whole thing to us, and we handle everything from you from start to finish. So you're really not wrong either direction you want to go with it. You've got access to our expertise and knowledge either way.
Gotcha. Okay. That's a great piece of advice out there for somebody. And this may be the year that you actually want an agent to handle it with all the Glenn, I'm sure you're busy and just keeping track of everything as it's going back and forth and the changes and how things are being implemented. So for the listener that maybe is just now tuning in, talk about evidence gathering within this property tax IO. How does it work? I mean, are you uploading stuff or what's that? Or is it there's steps that you're prompting people to upload or tell me more about it?
Yeah, so we've actually got an express report, and that's just our automated report that spits out an analysis that's similar to how the appraisal district would do it, and that's really convenient. You'll have great evidence in a matter of minutes from signing up, and that's all automated, so you don't have to do anything. You can just download that evidence and upload it into the online appeal, and it's ready for you to go. We do, however, offer ways to customize that, where you can upload your own photos of your property. We talked earlier about disputing the condition of the property, so you can upload estimates, you can upload photos, things like that. You can also do side-by-side comparisons of your property to recently sold properties, because we have access to MLS photos.
Nice.
So you can, for instance, say my kitchen is worse than the comp that sold down the street's kitchen, and do a side-by-side comparison, and we build the whole report for you so it looks really nice and professional and organized, and it saves you tons of time. And it uses all the appraisal district's methodologies for adjustments. So it's this really robust tool. So the Express Report, you can have great evidence in a matter of minutes, or you can customize it and spend however much time you want in our tool. Yeah.
Gotcha. So, again, the reason we protest taxes, and this may sound like a lot for some of the listeners out there, maybe some of the newer real estate investors, is my opinion is if you're not protesting your property taxes, you're just leaving money on the table. You're allowing some third party to give you an arbitrary evaluation of your property and then tax it as such. And again, if you want more money coming out of your pocket, then you just let that ride. And that's unacceptable. I mean, we've got to challenge these because the counties each year, they just seem to go up and up and up. Glenn, speak to us about, wasn't there some recent changes that Governor Abbott signed in as to how much someone could raise your property tax evaluation? Can you speak to that for a sec?
Well, so there's two things. There's your property tax rates, and then there's your property tax value. So if it's your personal residence, you do have what's called a homestead cap on it, where they can only increase the value 10% every year. But I'm sure a lot of our listeners,
only
10%. Only 10%, right. But I'm sure a lot of your listeners are investors in properties, and so they won't be able to put a homestead on that property. So it'll be able to go up however much they want it to go up every year.
That's a big point right there. I don't mean to interrupt, but the valuations are on your personal property, but your business property, they can raise it at will however they see fit, correct? Is that what you're saying?
Right. If it's not your personal homestead, your personal residence that you're using as your primary residence, then so even if you have a lake house and it's your own personal property, but it's your lake house, and it's not your primary residence, that's, you still cannot file a homestead on that property. You can only have a homestead on one property that you own. And that includes under different entities. So just because you own a property under an LLC, you're still tied to that property, and you can't claim it as a homestead because the LLC is a separate entity from your own personal residence. It's only one person can file a homestead on a property a year. So you won't be limited by that 10% increase. You could go up 50% if they wanted it to.
Right.
On the other side of it, there is a new law that came into place last year, Senate Bill 2, that limits the tax rate increases. But as a side effect with COVID-19 and it being filed as a disaster in the state of Texas, there's some nuances in the tax bill that allow those caps that were just put into place to go away.
Oh, great.
Because that was, because they followed a disaster in Texas. And that's a little bit of an area of debate, but we do expect that some entities will be able to try to take advantage of that to increase the tax rate. So people are subject to not only tax value increases from the appraisal district, but steeper tax rate increases from local taxing jurisdiction.
Okay, I got to stop you there. We'll be right back after a short break. This is Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Mike Harrison.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. This is our last segment, so if you have any questions for Glenn of Goodrich Realty Consulting regarding property tax or myself, now's the time to call. Number's 855-497-4335, 855-497-4335, or you can visit me at askmike@luinc.com. Before we get back to discussing property tax, and it's so important because there's so many changes that have occurred this year. I mean, COVID really has everything turned inside out as to the process and how it works and the dates and the timelines, etc. So very, very important that that you understand those wheels, how they're moving, and how to address a property tax protest, essentially. But before we jump back in there, I do want to offer our free workshops. Normally, you'd have to attend in person. Obviously, we've made changes. We have those on live stream, and that's how I got started. If you're interested in investing in single-family real estate or multifamily real estate, functional workforce housing, that's what we do. We're not buying land. We're not buying commercial property. We're essentially providing safe, livable, functional, best product, best price places for good people to live. And you can find information about that. You can see how we do it. You can go to freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. So there's no excuse now. You can just tune in from the comfort of your sofa if you want. All you need is a laptop or an iPad, something along those lines. Our next one's April 21st at 6:30, and the one after that is April 23rd at 8:30. Again, that's freeworkshoplivestream.com. We are running a special for our membership, and that's at financialfreedomlivestream.com. Normally, that's $740 a year. The price has been reduced, okay? $197 right now for 1 year. That's the entire benefit package of being a Lifestyles Unlimited member, including access to our vendors like Glenn, who's on our show today. This is traditionally a two-day, 16-hour class. Again, it's all live stream. That's Financial Freedom live stream. And if you want to take advantage of the savings to $197, go to use the promo code SAVEBIG, SAVEBIG. Okay, Glenn, let's jump back into this property tax. Why would someone want to protest property tax?
Well, I mean, I think you've been alluding to it, that it's a huge chunk of your monthly expenses, whether it's in your mortgage and it's kind of hidden, you're not really paying attention to it, but it's there. But if you're an investor, it can be, depending on where you are, 20 to 25% of your rental revenue.
Right.
And so it's a huge chunk of change that we spend every year that I think a lot of people just kind of pass by and don't pay attention to. But it's for something you can actually impact, but like filing a protest, it's something you should be paying more attention to.
Yeah, and I want the listeners to understand it's not as complicated as it sounds. Again, I do it every year on every property I own. It's standard operating procedure. We are going to protest the property taxes, because if not, the counties are just going to raise it, and we're not getting a say in that. And yeah, Glenn, you're exactly right. It's 20 to 25% of what our take home can be on those properties. So Glenn, let's talk about the process, because I want folks to understand, if you've never filed an appeal before or a protest, once you go through the process, it's not as difficult as it seems, especially with software like yourself that you've developed, that Property Tax IO. But that, can you speak to the process a little bit on how someone goes through that?
Right. So it's actually very easy, especially with the appraisal districts that have an online appeal, which in Texas, most appraisal districts do, all the major ones do. So you get your notice of appraised value, and you can go to your appraisal district's website, or you can go to our website, help.propertytax.io, and search online appeal, and we'll have instructions on how to do that for each appraisal district. Once you file the appeal with the appraisal district and you submit your evidence, you can kind of sit back and wait for an offer from them. And they'll either tell you we can reduce the value or we can't reduce the value. And if they can't reduce the value, then you can move on to the formal appraisal review board hearing. And I know in one of our workshops that we did with Lifestyles, we did a mock ARB hearing. And it's, you know, the ARB hearing is not that bad. A lot of people kind of get nervous about it, but it's, you know, it's people just like you sitting across the desk.
Yeah.
They're taxpayers of the county. They're not there to you know, to stick it to you. They want you to succeed, but you have to give them a good reason to help you lower the value. And that centers around evidence, and that's where our website comes in.
You need to understand the process, essentially. Glenn, I understand we have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. Hello.
I've got a question about an experience I had last year. I protested maybe the last 6-7 years, so I'm familiar with the evaluation process or the valuation process that the Tarrant Appraisal District uses. Last year, for the first time, they assessed the value of my garage space, and then they added that into the value that they determined for both the sales comps and for the equity comps. Seems like that's double dipping to me. Is that your opinion as well or not?
Glenn, I'll let you answer that.
So just understand, they added the value of the garage into, are you saying into your living space or just into the overall value of the property?
No, to the value of the property that they determined with the sales comps and the equity comps.
So I know specifically in Tarrant Appraisal District, they went through a database changeover a couple of years ago, and they might be playing catch-up with adding in additional improvements for people. So, like, distinguishing between a 3-car garage and a 2-car garage. So that right. might be what's at play there. Is they're just trying to distinguish, okay, this person has a 2-car garage, so we'll assign $10,000 to it, versus this person has a 3-car garage and we'll assign $15,000 to it. You know, if they have that incorrect, then you can take a picture of your garage and measure it and show that my garage isn't really a 3-car, it's a 2-car. But that's pretty standard that they make adjustments for garages in any appraisal district that I've worked in.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm just trying to help people not bark up the wrong tree if they're trying to file an appeal.
Right.
You know,
this is the first time that they've ever done that. They've only, you know, for sales comps, they just use sales from other properties in the neighborhood in the past. But this time they added in the garage, the value for the garage. And it seems like sales comps ought to already take into account the value of the garage. But they added that in as a separate component. So it just seemed like it was double dipping.
Hmm. How do we know it wasn't in there originally?
Pardon?
How do we know that they didn't use the value of the garage initially for the last several years?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying that it's assumed that they have because obviously they can't differentiate. I mean, in the past, when they haven't added that component in, they're not really accounting for a different size garage, you know, 3-car versus 2-car garage, but
I think there's probably
a couple of things. The sales comp itself, when you purchase a home, you're paying for the garage as well as the living space, even though it's not accounted for separately, right?
Yes, no, that's absolutely right. So, again, Tarrant went through a database changeover a couple of years ago, so they might just be making their adjustments more sophisticated than they have in the years past and filling in. And but, you know, if the house listed next to you, it sold and it has a 3-car garage and your property is listed on the market and has a 2-car garage, then what they might be doing is making an adjustment for that, saying that somebody's willing to pay more for a 3-car garage than they would for a 2-car garage. And so I have a feeling it's just an adjustment that they're saying that you might have a superior sized garage than somebody else. If I had to take a guess without seeing the specifics of what's going on with your particular case.
Worth looking
into. They're using the actual square footage to reach a value for the garage itself. So,
okay.
I mean, an adjustment is one thing, but, you know, an adjustment, I guess, would be a relative value. You know, take a value of a garage with a certain square footage and subtract a smaller value for a smaller garage. So I'm not, maybe you're, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I could probably answer this in more detail. I know we're probably pressed for time, but why don't you go to help.propertytax.io and chat in, and I can talk to you more one-on-one about your specific issue, because I think I kind of know how to help you more with it.
Great. Perfect. I'll do that. Thanks very much.
We appreciate your call. Well, that about does it for the show today. Glenn, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Quickly, can you throw out how the listener can get a hold of you one more time?
Yeah, the best way is to go to our website, www.propertytax.io, And that's just our website, or you can send us an email at support@propertytax.io.
Excellent. Or they can always email me at askmike@luinc.com. Glenn, I appreciate you coming on. Excellent show on property tax. Until next week, my name is Mike Harrison. I want you to understand, it's not all about the money. It's all about the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.